This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Coming up, we'll talk about video games. Daryl, you've got a story about gaming and copyright. And then also on the way here tonight, of course, your calls and thoughts about anything, plus a bizarre health story that I found laughably sad and hilarious all at once. So we'll tell you about that coming up here in a little bit. But and by the way, if you want to join us, we've also got the Discord on air call-in lines, which allow you to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Those are wide open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll need the Discord app to get into those rooms. So download the Discord app, get your username created, and then click on Discord. .lrn.fm. That'll get you in our Discord server where there are other chat rooms in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as well as some of the callers that you hear on this show. Some of those folks are in Discord and you can talk with them and some of the hosts, including Conan and myself. So let's get into this video game intellectual property copyright related story, Daryl. Go ahead. Where's it from?
Yeah, story from Kotaku.com, which is not a source that I'm familiar with.
It's
but
a gaming news website that was one of the sites in the Gawker site listing that Univision purchased when Gawker went under after the Hulk Hogan lawsuit.
Right. This was actually shared on social media, but based on the header where they've got the AV Club, Deadspin,
the Onion.
Gizmodo.
Yeah, okay, that's Univision. They're selling those sites, by the way. Univision picked them up like a year ago.
They
didn't have them for very long, and I saw headlines this like within the last couple of weeks that they've got them on the market. So if you want to buy the Onion and Kotaku and all these other sites, they're for sale.
Yeah, so this was actually shared by EFF on
the
social media.
Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Right, and when I saw that they shared it, I was like, all right, this is something to definitely take a look into. And it's specifically talking about ROMs and how...
Can you define what a ROM is?
I don't know exactly what it is, but they sort of explain briefly in the first paragraph.
We'll
but if you know what it is, go ahead and...
Well, no, let's hear what their explanation is. I'm sure it's fine.
They say various video game emulation sites are pulling down their software libraries or ceasing to exist entirely following a lawsuit by Nintendo filed against one of the largest of their kind.
Nintendo.
Go ahead and download the archives now so you have them, you have them in decades to come.
They say this is hardly tantamount to the erasure of all unauthorized copies of older video games from the internet, but it's still gotten a lot of folks talking about the conundrum of ROMs, that is, the need to balance copyright protection and the preservation of history. So I guess they don't actually explain what a ROM is.
I don't know how you can actually get rid of them. I mean, there's so many people. I mean, I've got a good-sized folder at the house right now. It's not going anywhere.
I've heard of ROM in
it's not in my possession, Ian. But I know of it.
Okay.
In the computer terminology, meaning read-only memory, but in this case, I don't know if that's what they mean.
Yeah, I'm actually on one of the ROM sites right now, coolrom.com, and mysteriously absent from their list of systems here is any Nintendo system. Very interesting.
And by the way, you can have a ROM if you actually own the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so I'm not a lawyer, Conan. I don't want to give you legal advice, but I've heard
ROM
that claim.
Being read-only memory, or
that's,
no?
I believe what it stands for.
Okay.
Ultimately, what this is, Daryl, is somebody somewhere, probably a group of somebodies, has whatever equipment is necessary to take an old Nintendo cartridge and basically download from the cartridge. Because, you know, if you open up a cartridge, it's just a piece of hardware. It's a PC board with some chips on it.
A chip.
Yeah. It's multiple chips, and that's got the game information on it. on there. And so they managed to pull that information down from the cart into a computer.
Yep.
And some, you know, it's been decades since whoever it was that did this, because, you know, once it was done once, it didn't need to be done more than that. It just got copied around or whatever. And so basically it's a digital version of an easily copyable version of,
right,
of the game, the original game, the exact programming that's then run on what's called an emulator. And an emulator is a program that's designed for usually a Windows computer or a Macintosh or something.
Right. So if you have
your
phone, if you have this program on your
emulator.
Right, the emulator, it's program. If you have that on your computer,
that's legal to have, by the way.
Then, in theory, if you have a digital version of
the ROM,
Super Smash Brothers,
yep,
you could play that on your Windows PC.
Correct. If you could find that, because that's a Nintendo game, so it might be getting harder to find Super Smash Brothers.
Right, but to answer Conan's question, it is my understanding. And again, not a lawyer, but and this is not legal advice, but it is my understanding that if you have a physical copy of the thing, then you are allowed to have a single digital copy of the thing that you have, yeah, the physical copy of.
Yep.
Yeah, this is like the in case of a fire backup excuse or something like that, the idea that...
No, because if a fire burns the physical copy, you're no longer allowed to have the digital copy.
Oh, no. How do you like that? I like them apples.
Well... Anyway, you would then claim that you had the physical copy originally. Here's, you know, the proof that you had. I don't know. All the people who have ROMs.
My Nintendo archives, the physical archive, were stolen from me years ago, and I...
So, let's continue with the article here from Kotaku.
Yeah, please.
And by the way, not all ROMs are good. Most of the old Nintendo ones are pretty decent,
mm-hmm,
but when you start getting to some of the current models, it depends on whoever's writing those ROMs for
you. No, you're talking about the emulator.
The ROM there are better emulators than others, but no.
ROM's just the game software.
Not all ROMs have been transferred well.
Properly? Okay, I can see that would be the case. But
just like if you go to...
it's a copy of a copy.
Download...
No, it's not like that.
...movies from, you know, crappy film something. There are some cuts... There are some pirated versions of movies that are better than others. There are some where it's a guy with a camera and you see the people getting up and walking
terrible.
In front.
That's not what we're talking about.
There are others.
I know what you're saying, but it's not relatable to this.
So you are blaming bad gameplay on the emulator.
It's the emulator. So unless there was some sort of corruption in the download process, you know, a dirty pin or something like that prohibited the actual copy from... Not particularly. I've never seen this in all of the time I've known about emulators, what you're talking about, where some sort of game itself would be corrupt. That's the least likely problem. It's not a copy of a copy problem. That's a problem that only exists in old analog formats for the most part, unless we're talking about encoded video. So if you take video that's been encoded at a low bit rate and then you re-encode it, yes, you're going to have the copy of a copy problem. But if you're just downloading data directly from a drive, you know, or a game in this case, you should be able to do a checksum on that data to make sure, or a hash or whatever, to make sure that it's the exact same data. So if you know what you're doing, you're not going to have a messed up copy of the game. Some emulators, because again, an emulator, what it's doing is it's taking the old hardware, because all these video game systems are custom hardware with, you know, a Motorola chipset that does a specific set of tasks. And so your computer today is obviously much, much more powerful than the hardware in a Nintendo Entertainment System from the 1980s.
Yes.
Your computer today is, you know, multiple times more powerful than a Sega Genesis or even a Nintendo 64 or, you know, as you get older. But your computer today may not be as powerful as a PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 3. So you probably don't have, you know, particularly good PS3 emulators out there in the market. So usually emulators are kind of for the older game systems, and they tend to, these days, work pretty well. But some of them aren't very good at emulating the music in games. Some of them aren't very good at emulating some games compared to others. There's usually lists of games with each emulator that they know they have problems with, and they're just not, for whatever reason, they're not able to really come up with a truly accurate portrayal of those games. So the true like video game purists don't like emulators because there's always something wrong with an emulated game. Maybe the sound is a little bit off. It doesn't sound quite the way it originally sounded when you first had it. Or maybe there's going to be a little bit more slowdown than there otherwise would have been. So there's always there's always some kind of issue. But that said, these days, I would say, from my experience, which is limited, most of the games for the older systems are pretty darn spot on. They've done a pretty good job of emulating those things. But let's get back into what Nintendo is doing, targeting the ROM sites, which are these websites for years have hosted hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these ROM files, ostensibly completely illegally. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450 free.
It's Free Talk Live. Video game nostalgia night here on the air as we're covering
absolutely
of ROMs and Nintendo. I'd seen this headline. It's interesting that you picked it out, Daryl, because I actually just kind of, oh, well, that's another Nintendo story. Because they've been known for going after, not only in this case, what they're targeting now is ROM sites to try to take down Nintendo and Nintendo 64 ROMs from being available on the Internet, which, of course, is a futile task. They're just going to pop up somewhere else because all the data is still out there on thousands of, well, not just the dark web, but, yeah, torrents, thousands of computers have all of these ROMs. But also targeting their own fans. I remember seeing this. It really reminded me of Metallica back in the Napster days when Metallica was making a big stink about their own fans sharing their music on Napster.
That was mostly Lars.
Well, they all kind of went along with it.
I think he was dragging them.
Maybe. Regardless, it was embarrassing.
It was, and it was, you know, here they are for at least two of the albums. All they sang about was fighting the man.
Did they?
They turned out to be the man. I mean, how ironic. How ironic.
Yeah, so, but it reminds me of that, where Nintendo, I think one of the things we did talk about within the last 5 years or so was when The Legend of Zelda, which is one of the most popular Nintendo games of all time, not only the most popular games, but the series continues to be popular today. I mean, if they basically put The Legend of Zelda on a game, it's going to sell huge amounts of copies. And that's not to say there any of them have been bad. I'm sure there have been some less than stellar entries, but generally it's revered as a very highly, you know, recommended series. Anyway, so on its 30th anniversary of the original one, which was within the last few years, some fans, some total fanatics of this game, redid the entire game for, like, I don't know if it was in Flash or whatever it was, but it was for the computer, basically, and they made it look better. They changed the graphics to look more kind of modern, but still be kind of, you know, 80s retro at the same time. And it looked amazing. And they did an incredible job with the, and what they basically were calling was like a 30-year tribute to The Legend of Zelda. They weren't selling the game. They were just letting anybody who wanted to play this version of, you know, this new 2015 or whatever year it was, version of Zelda. And Nintendo came down on them with a cease and desist order and demanded that they take their, what was, in my opinion, a masterpiece-looking game down from anybody being able to access.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that stopping this labor of love that this game was somehow going to increase their sales is ridiculous. Yeah, nobody's buying new Legend of Zelda for the NES games.
It reminds me of some of the things that I've heard about, various TV show creators that have gone after fanfic.
Yeah.
Thing, you know, like here's a
fan film,
short little fan film, which is basically a fanfic sort of thing.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to do that because reasons.
They're my ideas. Those are my characters.
Isn't Lucasfilm notorious for going after fan-made Star Wars?
I don't know.
What did you call them, a fic? Is that a new fiction thing?
Fic would be short for fiction. So there's the written stories where they'll, you know, write about their favorite characters.
There's video, you know, like...
And then there's movies.
Fanfic would encompass all of it.
And then
whether
there's
it's
the porn.
Written,
they do, too. Because there's more of that.
Star Trek apparently came out with some very, very rigorous rules of...
Correct.
Allowed fan film stuff.
That's Paramount Pictures, the owner of Star Trek.
And I forget the specifics.
I remember hearing
like
you have to use their official costumes.
You have to use the official costumes, but you're not allowed to pay people to do anything, and this and that, and it can't be over a certain length. And it's very, very strict.
You know, the way I see it as a creator myself, that if a fan loves my work so much that they'll go out of their way to basically... rehash what I've already gone through, put their own spin on it. I mean, doesn't that just, as far as the free market is concerned, doesn't that just open up the gateways to whatever else I might produce?
Hey, guys, thanks for the free advertising.
So, free advertising.
So when are, you know, like Lucasfilms or Paramount or Nintendo going to have people stand around at every Comic-Con waiting to hand out cease and desist orders for every unauthorized cosplayer?
Don't give them any ideas.
You're not allowed to dress up like Yoshi and Mario.
Daryl, I am sure some board member has actually said that out loud.
So let's continue.
From Kotaku.
Yeah, they say for going on 2 decades, it's been trivially easy to go online and within a few minutes be playing classic video games of yesteryear on your PC.
It's surprisingly easy. This occurs
without the consent of the copyright holder seems to not matter at all to millions, possibly billions of people who have at one time or another touched an emulator. Publishers see emulators as enabling unfettered piracy. Players see them as a solution to the problem, scarcity.
Right, because if you want to get an old game, and it's an old game that isn't ubiquitous, you know, like, it's not hard to come across a copy of Zelda or Super Mario, because there were a zillion of those things sold,
right?
There's a bunch of them out there. But some of those games aren't that popular, and they are very expensive.
Yes.
So if you want to be able to play that game legally, you may have to part with $500 or $300 or $100 or whatever, and that gets a little pricey if all you're looking for is a little nostalgic kind of, you know, to relish in the nostalgia, if you will, for just a moment. It is worth mentioning here that despite all the caterwauling that the NES people, the Nintendo folks, have been making about piracy, they released, over the last 2 or 3 years, a piece of hardware that is an official NES emulator, and they did one for the Super NES as well.
Yes.
This teeny little version NES.
I think in one of the video or one of the games, they've got like some video thing at the beginning where they refer to it as a NES.
Well, it is. It's the Nintendo Entertainment System, the classic, what do they call it, the NES Classic?
But No. So there was the debate of whether it's NES or NES.
Oh, as far as how you pronounce it.
And it's officially NES, NES Classic, and Super NES.
Well, it stands for Nintendo Entertainment System. And ultimately, what's interesting is they released these pieces of hardware. And for those that don't know, it actually comes with like 30 games or something like that.
Right.
Built onto the hardware. It's just there. So it's basically an emulator with built-in games. And it's made by Nintendo. So if somebody's going to get it right, they're going to get it right.
Right.
Right. And from what I hear, it was a really slick piece of hardware. The menu system was really nice. It was easy to select the games. You know, it came with a lot of classic games, a lot of the ones that everybody loved.
Is there an option to load more games onto it?
I don't know. I heard there's a slot, but I don't know if they ever utilized that for anything. It's sold out.
Yes.
And it's sold out to the point where people were mad because Nintendo didn't manufacture enough of these things to feed the demand in the marketplace.
Right, it was artificial scarcity, where they said, we're only making 200.
There was more than that, but I think it was probably like 2 million or 200,000 or something. But they sold out in a flash, and people, of course, then started selling them on eBay for 5 times as much or whatever. And then people get mad about that, and they blame, I think rightfully, Nintendo. It's like, look, if you guys are going to claim that emulation has hurt you, then you have no basis for that because you completely sold out every single piece of inventory of this officially licensed emulator that you released.
I see they're currently going for 60 clams.
I've heard they did another
iteration
of
that. Yeah, they re-released and released a lot more.
That's good to hear. Finally, it took them 2 years to finally figure that out?
Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. And all of this while people are still downloading their games.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
A new report out from the UN's nuclear watchdog expresses grave concern that North Korea is continuing to develop its nuclear program. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner was asked if he believed the North Koreans have stopped testing their missiles.
Well, I believe they have, and from the assessments we've seen, both in public sources, conversations I've had with officials in non-classified settings, I think there's a great concern that they continue to violate United Nations sanctions, violate our sanctions, and move forward with a nuclear program.
Today on Twitter, President Trump said that former attorney Michael Cohen's plea of guilty to two counts of campaign finance law is not against the law and is not a crime. And regarding Michael Cohen, George Washington professor Jonathan Turley says there's one thing everyone needs to remember.
If what Cohen said yesterday is true, then virtually everything he said for the prior year was a lie. And that makes him a very difficult fact witness.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial on in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Discord on-air call-in lines that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So be sure to hop on in over there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And get on the air with us as well. If you want to talk about gaming, of course, you can also bring up anything you want. It's open phones every night here. But we're talking old-school games. Specifically, the sort of the nostalgia of running an emulator, which has been around for decades. I mean, this is something that started, I would say, in the sort of the late 1990s.
Yeah, and this article gets into some of the history.
The history of it. And so Nintendo is on the attack against these ROM sites. That's what, Daryl, you've been telling us about here.
Yes.
From the Kotaku website. But we're first, I want to let you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use Liberty.menu. It is essentially a libertarian business directory. It also has listings for events and digital content creators over at Liberty.menu. You go there. It's free to use. Sign up for your account. You can use code FTL if you want to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't really give you a discount because it's free to use Liberty.menu. There are a few things you can pay for an upgrade for your listings.
Yes.
But the basic level, free listings, you can have more than one if you want. So if you got more than one thing that you do, more than one business or entrepreneurial thing that you want other libertarians to find out about, put it up on Liberty.menu. That's Liberty.menu. As we go and continue, Ian Conan and Daryl. Continue, Daryl. They are attacking ROM websites, which for years have been just openly hosting access to thousands of ROMs. If you go to, for instance, Cool ROM was one of the ones that I was aware of, and it appears that they have taken down their Nintendo listings. There's another one, ROMHustler.net, that does appear to still have Nintendo NES, Nintendo 64, Nintendo DS, Super Nintendo. So they've still got all of the Nintendo cartridges and such there, I presume. At least there's a listing of them. Oh, wait, never mind. I take it back. If you actually click on Super Mario Brothers, which is the number one downloaded, most downloaded ROM for the NES, it says this is an ESA-protected ROM. Download is disabled. So they're cracking down, and they're having success, apparently.
The article, again, says publishers see emulators as enabling unfettered piracy. Players see them as a solution to the problem of scarcity. This divide will likely never truly be crossed, as neither of these arguments has a monopoly on the truth.
Mm.
What is certainly true is this. Though it may not have been the goal of those who initially started coding emulators and dumping ROMs, emulation is absolutely vital to the preservation of gaming history. And the author says, by that, I don't just mean making sure a copy of every game exists somewhere on a dusty library shelf, but that the history of games is something that everyone can experience, play, and learn from. And the heart of the debate is not the emulators. Federal courts have already ruled that that is legal.
The emulator itself is legal.
Yes. But ROMs, the term for the software that they play.
Not legal. Unless you already have the game.
By the way, this is the claim.
You know, in the debate.
This is kind of like New Hampshire, where it's completely legal to own a still. You just can't use it.
Right, and part of that's because there's a federal prohibition about distilling and whatnot.
Oh, really? It's not a state law?
There is a state law.
Okay.
There is also a federal law. The state law, when there was a bill to repeal the state law, was not repealed because there is a federal law.
I see.
And the chairman of the committee said, I don't want to create confusion by repealing a state law when something is federally illegal.
One more reason to secede.
Yep.
Yeah. So then they talk about some of the history where emulators, they say, grew up with the internet in the 1990s. As more and more households got online, they discovered a wonderful wonderland of gaming delights, all there for the taking. It's easy to take the position that nothing should ever be copied without the explicit permission of the copyright holder. But a world without ROMs would be a bleak one indeed, especially considering the nature of video games as a medium and what happens to them once their shelf life, or that of the hardware they're played on, has expired. Copyright law has a lot to do with this.
Librarian, that's a great point. Before you go on, I mean, at some point, you know, the Nintendo Entertainment System, I think, came out in 1984 or thereabouts. You know, at some point, maybe it was 86, somewhere in that range. But that's 40 years ago. That's 44 years ago. Or not 44, 34. You know, that's decades ago. And the hardware is getting harder and harder. Even though there's a zillion of the Nintendo Entertainment Systems out there, you know, back in the 80s, they had issues. Remember blowing in the cartridges and blowing in the, you know, the Nintendo?
Q-tips and alcohol.
Right. They had issues back then. Can you imagine how many of those things are completely out of commission now? I mean, even the best taken care of systems, there's probably only a small percentage of those out there. So over time, you know, another 30 years goes by, how many of those are going to be completely, you know, down and out? So their suggestion here that eventually the original hardware is going to be completely gone, I mean, that's got to be a true statement, right? This stuff can't last forever. They're machines. They're going to break. So so what do you do with all these old games? You know, is there going to be a legal way to play Mario Brothers in 60 years when none of the actual original Nintendo Entertainment Systems remain?
So, but here's my big question. If they're not even making money off these old games, they're not manufacturing these games any longer, and yet they're still...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know, but they're
copyright law, doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they're spending
doesn't
money.
Matter.
They are spending money fighting this
doesn't
situation
matter.
On something they're not making money off of, and it only makes it's only free advertising, as we said before.
Yeah.
It's free. So now it's free advertising for Final Fantasy 15 or whatever. So, someone gets nostalgic and wants to play Final Fantasy 1.
So part of it has to do with how absolutely, utterly ridiculous copyright law is. And this article gets into that.
All right, good.
But let's say that, well, they don't have any intent to make a new Mario Brothers today, but because they still have a copyright for another 105 years or something, because current copyright law is corporate creations are copyrighted for 125 years after the date of creation, well, we've still got however many years of copyright on Mario Brothers, and you lose the copyright if you don't enforce claims. So if somebody's doing something,
and you don't do something,
and you don't try to stop them,
so Nintendo
then
has to
by
do
default it sort of enters the public domain, kind of maybe, even though technically somebody has a copyright, but they stopped enforcing the copyright, so therefore they don't really get too selectively enforced.
Okay, well that kind of makes sense. So they're worried about pirates taking their working about
competitors. That's
what we
talked about. Yes, they're worried about pirates because they have to be worried about pirates because in 40 years we might want to release another Mario Brothers, and if we don't stop pirates today,
so
we can't release it then.
Well, they could. I mean, the idea that if there's a pirate out there prevents you from putting out software is absolutely ridiculous. I mean,
right, but their thinking is, oh, well, somebody came up with a fan fiction, so therefore we can't make any more Star Trek Wars.
Yes. I mean, it's just so silly.
It's silly. So let's continue with the article here where
people want to play the original McCoy, you know? In the same way
that, I don't know what that means.
The original.
Bones.
In the same way.
I thought McCoy was some video game from the 80s
It probably is somewhere.
People want the original. In the same way that, yes, the fake Gucci and fake Louis Vuitton bags are available that you can buy, you know, purses or whatever, from China. And
right.
I remember years ago when I was in Florida, my girlfriend at the time was invited to a fake, like, Tupperware. Like, you know how they had Tupperware parties where network marketing and whatever? They actually had a party where they were selling fake Louis Vuitton purses and things like that. And some people are okay with buying the fake things.
Do you know how you can tell it's a fake Louis Vuitton?
No.
It doesn't have the LV inside the little patterns.
There are ways to tell the differences. But even if somebody does get the pattern right, I mean, whatever, you know, it's still somebody out there wants to pay $1,500 for a purse or whatever it is, a Louis Vuitton purse actually
costs. Someone only wants to pay $30 for it.
Right. And you know what? Who cares? They're still selling these insanely priced purses despite the fact that there are Chinese knockoffs all over the place.
I like my $30 Polex.
So there's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on piracy, on Nintendo attacking these ROM sites.
Attacking its fans.
We got more coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm as we are learning about Nintendo targeting ROM sites with takedown notices. Every site I've checked so far, you cannot download Nintendo ROMs from.
Ooh.
And I gotta say, I'm surprised that any of these ROM sites are actually based in the United States. Like, why would you base your site in the United States if you were a ROM site, which ultimately is a site, for listeners that don't know, that houses thousands of classic video game files, basically the actual game files from the original cartridges or CD-ROMs, available for download. Many of them have been available for years upon years, decades, in fact. Some of these sites have been around. There's actually a letter on muparadise.me, which when you go to the Nintendo game there and you click to try to download it, it takes you to this letter saying that they from receiving threatening letters in the early days to our host suddenly shutting down our servers due to complaints. We've seen it all in 18 years. We've always complied with takedown requests, but as you can see, that's no guarantee of anything. He says, I started MU Paradise 18 years ago because I never got to play many of these amazing retro games while growing up in India, and I wanted other people to be able to experience them. Over the years, many folks have joined in and contributed to this vision, and I think that I can say we've been successful in spreading our passion for retro games far and wide. Through the years, I've worked tirelessly with the rest of MU Paradise's team to ensure that everyone could get their fix of retro gaming. We've received thousands of emails from people telling us how happy they've been to rediscover and even share their childhood with the next generations in their families. We've had emails from soldiers at war saying the only way they got through their days was to be lost in their retro games they played when they were children. We've gotten emails from brothers who have lost their siblings to cancer and were able to find solace in playing the games they once did as children. There are countless stories like these. He says it's been a long and beautiful journey with many ups and downs. When I started MU Paradise, things could have gone either way, but right now, the direction they're going in could not be more than clear. So where does that leave us? It's not worth it for us to risk potentially disastrous consequences. Read Nintendo lawsuit. He says, I cannot in good conscience risk the futures of our team members who've contributed to the site through the years. We run MU Paradise for the love of retro games and for you to be able to revisit those good times. Unfortunately, it's not possible right now to do so in a way that makes everyone happy and keeps us out of trouble. This is an extremely emotional decision for me after running the site for so many years, but he says, I believe it's the right thing for us to do at this time. Thus, we've decided to make a new start. We will continue to be passionate retro gamers and keep doing cool stuff around retro games, but you won't be able to get your games from here for now. Mm. Where we go with this is up to us and up to you. So they're still going to keep information there about emulators, allow you to download the emulators themselves, but you'll have to be a little more, I guess, aware of options as far as how you'll be able to get these things. I imagine that'll take a little bit more Googling, maybe a visit to the dark web. I don't know where they're going to hide them, but I can rest assured, the treasure trove of NES ROMs is still out there on the internet somewhere, and somebody knows where to find them.
An option might be, and I don't know, I've not tried this, but type in whatever the thing is that you're looking for, and then the word torrent.
That might be an option. That might be one. All right, so you've got a story from Kotaku that you're continuing here, talking about the copyright that makes it so Nintendo may feel as though they have to do more cracking down than less.
Right, and he gets into copyright law itself in this part of the article, and he says librarians called copyright law the 20th century black hole. You can log on to the internet and find creative work spanning almost the whole of human history. According to the internet, though, people by and large stopped creating things in the early 1900s and only started up again around the year 2000. What happened? Copyright. Or more clearly, our modern version of copyright. As exaggerated, metastasized versions that now are doing a great deal of harm to history.
Wait. So this article is saying that people started making new content in the 2000s, and for 100 years they weren't. We talked about this last week, the blurring, and this is the century that they've stopped making new content. It's all remakes.
Yeah, I don't know what they're referring to.
I'll explain. He explains the history of copyright law, where originally in 1790, the very first copyright law in the U.S. was passed that set a term of copyright for 14 years with the option to extend for one additional term of 14 years. That was later changed, much later, to the life of the author plus 50 years, and then it was changed to the current life of the author plus 70 years. If the work was authored by a corporation, U.S. law currently protects it, he says, for 95. I thought it was 125. It's a situation that the Internet Archive's Jason Scott says is tantamount to perpetual copyright. It's not good law. Music, books, and films from the year 1923 were set to become public domain in 1999, but now only in 2019 will copyrights finally start expiring again. That means we'll be able to freely copy every movie made in 1923, right? Well, theoretically, but in actuality, no, because tons of them are gone. So what he's talking about here is all of these creations from 1923 to now, they're very difficult to get a hold of. Whereas with the internet becoming a thing that really took off in the early 2000s, it's much easier to find things that are being created now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that's what they're referring to okay. as that 20th century black hole, to where a book released in 1924, unless somebody transcribed the book and then posted a copy somewhere.
Right, or scanned it.
So you're not going to find a copy of that book.
So a black hole of fan access, of free fan access, whereas as far as...
Not just fan access, but I dare you...
People who are interested in having...
Go to a bookstore and try to get a copy of some obscure book that was released in 1924. You're probably not going to be able to do it. Because it went out of print a long time ago. Right. The company that had the copyright, they closed down.
And actually, and I have this experience in looking at an older book, a 120-year-old book now, and the only copy I was able to find was a PDF of the original copy, and it's hard to navigate.
Yeah, he continues, it turns out that in many cases, or most cases, the actual work itself, the physical copies of the book, don't survive 95 years. Film disintegrates.
Mm-hmm.
Books are pulped, if not burned, and old electronics fail. Video games likely won't suffer a similar fate as films, but that's only thanks to the efforts of hobbyists, archivists, programmers, and historians operating outside the boundaries of what they're strictly allowed to do. This is especially true when we're talking about games that only exist as a single prototype copy or were produced in such low numbers that they were particularly susceptible to simply being lost forever. Mm. Desert Bus?
Well, Desert Bus never actually was officially
released. It was a prototype.
Released. Correct.
And he mentions things that were a prototype that never got released,
correct.
But because somebody saved a copy somewhere,
it's there.
We now get to enjoy the wonders that is Desert Bus.
And because for listeners that don't know what Desert Bus is, because you probably
it's
like don't.
The greatest video game of all time.
No. No, it's not. Have you ever played Desert Bus?
For about 45 seconds and then stop.
Because it's that awful.
No, I just didn't have 8 hours to continue playing. By continuously hitting the same key.
Yeah, so
on
it's Penn and Teller. They were making a game back in the early 1990s for the Sega CD video game system, which was noteworthy for its time because it was like basically the first U.S. released kind of CD-ROM based system. You could argue TurboGrafx beat them to it, but ultimately
Night Trap,
one of the classics on the system. But it was noteworthy because it could do what they did in Night Trap, which was have what they call full motion video. And so the video game was going to have clips of Penn and Teller in very grainy, old, you know, ugly, early 90s quality, you know, digital video, introducing these games that you could play, these little, it was a CD with a bunch of different mini games
right.
on it, and Desert Bus was one of those games, and the idea was that it was supposed to be a terrible game. And that was the joke, was
right.
Desert Bus was this god-awful simulator of driving from Las Vegas to, like, somewhere in Arizona or Texas.
No, it was from somewhere in Arizona to Las
Vegas.
Vegas.
And it was an eight-hour drive, and basically there's nothing that changes on the screen with the exception of, like, you know, a tumbleweed that goes by. The bus has a problem, so it's constantly veering to the left. So if you don't keep hitting the button, the right button or left button or whatever, to keep the bus on the road, you'll crash. So you can't just leave the game there and walk away from it. And they turned it into a charity. We can talk about that coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hello.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.